Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by LineStar, your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I'm Shannon Somerville. Tyler, it is Friday, finally. Kind of a weird week with 4th of July there in the middle. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. And now we're headed into the weekend. It feels like a short week, just a weird week, but let's get after it this Friday, shall we?
Super weird week. On Wednesday, I was like so certain that we didn't have anything and that it was, you know, going into Sunday. And sure enough,
we don't know what day it is. I mean, but you know what's good news? I got the money gun locked and loaded. I know yesterday we had some technical difficulties. Unfortunately for us, both of our main props did not hit, even though TJ Friedl delivered. Your main prop did not. So nonetheless, we're going to get after it today. And Monday, we should have a money gun celebration. So let's get after it.
I mean, we could do the money gun. We did hit both of our home run calls.
Oh, true. Yes, we did. Yeah, should we do a money gun? Let's just test it out because, you know.
You could just prove that it works.
Oh, like, see? did you see the velocity on that money? Oh,
it
yeah.
Means business.
I mean, we're ready to go here. New batteries, whole new ball game. All right. So our prop
for Flex Friday last week we went 4 for 4. So
we crushed it last Friday. We went 4 for 4 earlier this week. We've been on an absolute tear, and a lot of that credit goes to the Props AI tool. If you haven't checked that out already, make sure to do so on the LineStar app. Also, our picks are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't have those apps yet, download them, use the promo code LineStar, and you'll get up to $100 if your deposit matched. And we're giving out money on this Flex Friday. If Tyler and I hit all of our props like we did last week, one randomly selected commenter will win $100. If we hit just our two main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. So we got some good chances today. We're going to help you guys fill out that Flex Friday ticket, hopefully get some winners. Tyler, where are you headed on this Friday for a prop bet?
I am going with Tyler Glass now, lower than 17.5 outs. We are not going to be giving him the Tyler bump. He is a really good pitcher. But he's been under in 6 of 7 this year. He's kind of struggled with some efficiency, and now he has to face the Atlanta Braves. The Braves lineup reads like an all-star lineup, and they are all on fire right now. It is a lineup I would not want to face, and I think we got to go under for Glasnow.
Yeah, I was eyeing a lot of those Braves bats for today. I mean, Glasnow's a good pitcher, but I mean, the Braves are just one of the best hitting teams in Major League Baseball, especially right now when they're basically firing on all cylinders. Not a team I'd want to face for an opposing pitcher.
No.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Another hot-hitting team, the Cincinnati Reds, who I feel like every time I pick a Cincinnati Red for a hitter prop, they always cash. They've just been delivering. So I'm going to just go back to the well here and stick with Cincinnati outfielder Will Benson, higher than 0.5 hits. That is minus 140 is the consensus odds there. Benson's gone over this 6 of the last 10. And even though he's batting in the bottom of the order, he's been kind of on a tear. 369 average over the last month. This is a lefty bat with better splits versus righties. And going up against Milwaukee righty Corbin Burns. Okay, he's a really good righty. I get it. Only allowed one hit last game. However, if he gets to the bullpen, Milwaukee's bullpen, they're just bottom half of the league in terms of opponent average in this one. We got a hitter-friendly ballpark. And Cincinnati, this is a big game for them. They're up 2 games over the Brewers for the NL Central. So I like Benson here. I think he's in a good spot for just one hit for us. He can deliver. The Reds in general have been cash money for us on the show. That's for sure.
They have.
All right, Tyler, where are you headed for a bonus today?
I'm going to go lower on Griffin Canning, 16.5 outs. Look, I know he's only been lower in 4 of 10, but he's facing this Dodgers team who I know we tried to pick on him yesterday and it didn't work out. But look, the Dodgers team is a very good offense. They are second in walks per game. And Canning is allowing 35% hard contact, lots of line drive, lots of barreled balls, and very, very little soft contact. So I think it really plays into the Dodgers' favor. And we're going to fade Canning a little bit.
Okay. Tyler, I had this rule earlier in the season that I would never pick a Boston Red Sox player ever again for props because I don't think a single one has delivered for me. But today is the day. I'm feeling it today. Okay? We're going to go with the Boston Red Sox. DH Justin Turner, higher than 1.5 bases. That is minus 135, the consensus odds there. He's hit this for the last 5 games and batting .458 over the last 7 days with 2 bombs in that span. Today, he's got a cake matchup going up against Oakland righty Luis Medina, who's given up a .952 OPS to righty bats. Keep in mind, that's like over 200 points higher than MLB average. And then that Oakland bullpen. Oh my God. That is the worst bullpen in baseball. Worst ERA by a lot. Also, plus 400 for a bomb also looks pretty good for Justin Turner here today. We've got very hitter-friendly conditions. Temps in the 80s in Boston with wind blowing out to left. I like Justin Turner today over that 1.5 bases. I think he could have a home run today. This is also the highest run total on the slate, 10.5. So Vegas thinks they're going to put up some runs. I do as well. I think they're going to have a lot of hits here. And yeah, Justin Turner in a good spot here today. And I think you're liking the Red Sox bats today too, right?
I am. I do have to touch on the fact that, you know, you made that rule that you can't take Red Sox anymore. And literally the day after you made that rule, you broke it.
Red Sox.
And now you're breaking it again.
I reinstated it. So we're just, there's no rules. There's no rules on the show that I follow. I don't even follow my own rules. It's terrible. But
I'm all for the new rules.
I'm just so tempted today by the Red Sox, which is something I thought I'd never say. But here
Medina
we are.
Medina has given up a lot of hard contact. It makes a lot of sense. So.
All right, you can tail our picks on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Again, if you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And don't forget, make sure to like this video if you're enjoying our content, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment will automatically enter you in for a chance to win $100. If Tyler and I hit all 4 of our props like we did last week, we will give that out on Monday, get the money gun going, which is firing on all cylinders. If we hit 2 of our 2 main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. So I'm feeling good about these props for today. Even though I have a red sock, I got to go back. I'm feeling really good about those numbers. Justin Turner's favor today. So liking our props for today. Make sure to check out that props AI tool I was telling you guys about at the top of the show. It's been helping us crush it lately in the props department. And you can find that LineStar app. Right now we're having a free 3-day trial on the mobile app. So you can take it out for a test spin, if you will. All right. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Hey, Tyler, who's hitting a dinger today?
I am going with a Red Sox. We're going Rafael Devers, plus 340 to hit a bomb. Look, he has 20 on the year. He has 7 over the last month, so he has been feeling it. He also has a 281 ISO versus righties over the last 3 years. And the pitcher he's going against is Luis Medina, who's giving up 1.8 home runs per 9 and a 44% hard contact rate. So I really like Devers' chances to go yard here with great hitting weather in Fenway.
Yeah, I also like that, Colin. Maybe even sprinkle Justin Turner in there as well. Hopefully he gets a bomb and then delivers on our prop as well. So today is Friday, which means it's Fade Padres Friday. Sorry about it, Tyler, but I've got to go back to Francisco Alvarez. I picked him yesterday for a home run and he delivered. He's been on absolute tear. And today on FanDuel Sportsbook, for him to hit a home run, plus 540, which is insane to me considering he's had 4 home runs in the last week, slugging 1,000 in that span, 353 ISO against right-handed pitching, and today he's going up against San Diego righty Yu Darvish, who has about a 1.13 home run per 9 rate. That's kind of MLB average. And then when you look at the San Diego bullpen, I know this probably pains you, Tyler, but their bullpen just is not getting it done and keeping it in the yard. They are 23rd in their home run per 9 rate. So I love Francisco Alvarez. Man, he has been absolutely crushing it for the Mets. Set a franchise record for most home runs for a rookie catcher there and has been one of the few bright spots for that team throughout this season. I mean, gotta have something to cheer for if you're a Mets fan, and certainly not anyone else on that team. Maybe Pete Alonso for the home run derby.
Yeah, this this series this weekend is just, you know, the matchup of two of the two teams that have disappointed the most, just been dumpster fires, really.
Ugh, so it's painful. Although as a Yankees fan, I can relate to that because, man, it's been brutal. I know you picked them and had them a stack in Daily Fantasy earlier this week. They let you down, which I personally apologize for on their behalf. It's been a struggle for the Yankees without Aaron Judge in the lineup. I mean, they're bottom of the league in like every hitting category. It's pretty abysmal. So I can relate to both Padres and Mets fans on in that respect. So, hey, I feel you guys. But you know what? Next week's All-Star break, we come in. We got a whole half of the season left. Anything can happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Although, if the Padres win every single series for the rest of the year, I think they still only end up with 89 wins.
Okay. Well, I was trying to be positive there.
Yeah. That could be enough to make the playoffs, but like, it's still not a very great season.
Hey, but you never know. Just get to the playoffs, right? Anything can happen. Yep. We get the rally goose going. Get the rally goose out there. Yep. Never know. All right, good luck at all your prop betting endeavors for today. Remember to check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app. You can find that at linestarapp.com and take it out for a spin on the free 3-day trial on your mobile app. Make sure to check that out. Good luck. Happy Friday. We made it to the weekend, guys. Let's cash those tickets, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. Have a good weekend.